In terms of the other major form of targeted therapy of breast cancer, specifically endocrine therapy, what's happened recently in terms of clinical research has focused a lot on aromatase inhibitors. Can you sort of summarize some of the key findings that have evolved, particularly over the last few months in that?
Well, certainly most of the data with aromatase inhibitors has been in the adjuvant setting. And, you know, I think a nice, clear, consistent story is emerging here. I don't think we're seeing a whole lot of conflicts and conundrums, and that is that aromatase inhibitors are better than tamoxifen. We see that whether it's right off the bat at the time of an initial diagnosis, whether it's at 2 to 3 years, or whether it's at 5 years, that from the point that you start the aromatase onwards, you favorably impact on all recurrences, local, distant, and even contralateral breast cancer recurrence. The question is going to be, what is the sum effect in terms of lowering someone's number of events over the course of their entire treatment? Should you give them a little bit of tamoxifen, maybe 2 years, and then cross over? Should you just go with an AI right off the bat, maybe even think of continuing beyond 5 years? I think these are questions that are unresolved at this point. I think the trial that's maybe going to give us the most information in this regard is the Big Femta trial, which is a study that compared 5 years of letrozole to 5 years of tamoxifen to the crossover pattern, either starting with letrozole or starting with tamoxifen. The reports of the non-crossover arms have already come out at the St. Gallen's conference, and this will be updated at ASCO, and there is the expected benefit, very similar to what you saw in the ATAC trial.
Although that's early at this point, I guess around 30 months.
That's right. The length of follow-up is nowhere near what the ATAC is, but the hazard ratios seem to be in the same neighborhood. We obviously need more follow-up time. But the data on the crossover trials, which I think are the greatest interest, has not been reported. So in my mind, if I were to speculate on this, I think, and this is in part based on some of the animal models by Angela Brody and others, where you look at this crossover versus just the AI the whole time, and you actually get more tumor suppression just with the AI the whole time. So I think that the way to go might be with just an AI all along for either 5 or 10 years, although I'd be very interested in seeing what the results of an AI followed by tamoxifen or maybe even intermittent cycling. You know, there may be a way that we can break the resistance that seems to emerge with hormonal therapy by alternating back and forth. And this is all hypothetical, but I think warrants both preclinical and clinical investigation.